Hey, we're back in Madrid here on KLMJ, and we have another champion, another team going to state as far as a relay team and event going down to Des Moines, and that is the West Fork Warhawks, the women of West Fork, as I say. And who do we have?
Presley Dickman.
Okay.
Alyssa Wood. Kira Wood.
Joanna Wallace.
All right, well, swing back around here and talk a little bit about starting things off. How did it go?
I think it went well. The wind really helped me push me through that backstretch, and couldn't have done it without them. So,
yeah, it looks like, I mean, you were making up stagger right away. How did it go in your second leg?
It went pretty well. The first curve was a little windy, but the straightaway felt pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the wind has been awful today. Maybe dying down, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty good on the backstretch, though, on this side where the third runner was, but it was pretty good.
Handoffs go okay?
Yes.
All right, very good. Joanna Wallace here anchoring things, and how did it feel out there?
It felt good. My team got me in a good place, so I just went from there. I worked off of their energy and their...
Brought it on home.
Yep.
All right, she's still out of breath, so I apologize. But what do you think about that state? How are you going to do down south?
Well, I hope our adrenaline will push us even faster, but, you know, as long as there's no injuries, we should be good.
Yeah? What do you think about running in Des Moines?
It's a little nerve-wracking, but I think it'll be pretty well.
All right. You've been down there before?
No, I haven't.
What about you?
I've been there before, but I'm really excited. I've never been there for, like, a running event, so I'm really excited.
Okay, very good. And you've been down there before, Joanna?
Yep, I've been down there a couple times. It's definitely nerve-wracking, but you get a lot of adrenaline, so that helps, and we're going to have a good time.
You got more relays coming?
Yep, one more.
All right, 4x4?
Yep, in the open, too.
Okay, well, good luck to all of you. Again, congratulations, West Fork.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go get caught up in some of the field events that are coming in now, as the girls' long jump was won by Paige Richards of Madrid, 17 feet, 5 1/4 inches, an outstanding jump there. From our listening area, Zeta Huff of West Fork was sixth place in 13 feet, 8 inches. And Jenica Ray from AGWSR went 10th place for the Cougars in the girls' long jump. We have some results in from the girls' discus. Anna Weathers of Ankeny Christian wins that event at 124 feet 5 inches. And from our listening area, let's scan down here. Riley Dickman gets 7th place, 98 feet 3 inches. Riley Hupka from West Fork, 9th place. And Carly Hooger from AGWSR was 11th place. Denver Miller of Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Stupid Rock, 14th place from our listening area. And taking a look in the boys' shot put, I don't believe we have those results on yet. Trenton Warner of Nottoway Valley was the winner at 56 feet 11 inches. From our listening area, Jaron Heitzhusen was 8th place. He's from West Fork. And some others of interest, Brayton Smith of West Fork, 14th place there. And AGWSR's Isidro Guerrero was 23rd, and Nick Reinke was 24th for the Cougars of AGWSR. That gets us caught up on some of the field events so far here tonight. Let's go back to the boys' distance medley relay. Ottoman was the champion in 3 minutes, 47.39 seconds. From the listening area, AGWSR Boys, we're going to put them on the bubble. The first time we've had a chance to put the Cougar boys in a possible state qualifying situation, as a team of Holmgard, Dodd, Hooger, and Smith ran 3:59, and they were 12 seconds back of the leader for third place for the Cougars. We're going to put them on the bubble. West Fork was 7th place in the boys' distance medley relay. Turning to the girls' 400 meters, Piper Smith of AGWSR, we're going to put her on the bubble as she places 2nd to Paige Richards of Madrid, who ran a 59.66. Piper Smith 2nd in 1 minute 0.95 for the Cougars, and West Fork's Evelyn Heitzhusen was 4th place in a 102.96. And also from the listening area, AGWSR's Layla Guevara was 11th place, and that will do it for area participants in the girls' 400-meter dash. And the boys' 400, Colby Hoddenfield, the sprinter, the outstanding athlete from South Hamilton, wins it going away with a 48.87 for first place for the Hawks of South Hamilton. West Fork Warhawks, Xavier Holler, was 5th place in 55.22. And from our listening area, I think that is it. No, Eli Mullenbrook will give him a 15th place finish in the boys' 400 meters. girls 4x 200 meter dash. You just heard a little bit ago some of the West Fork Warhawks, the team of Presley Dickman, Alyssa Wood, Kiara Wood, and Joanna Wallace. Their official time was 1 minute 50.14 seconds for the women of West Fork winning that girls 4x2. AGWSR was fourth place, maybe a little bit of disappointment. They've had a lot of great things, but the 4x2 just not quite there for a fourth place finish for the Cougars in the girls 4x2. The boys 4x200 meter relay results. Madrid was the champion in 1:32, and then West Fork was fifth place in 1:34.41. AGWSR finished 12th in the boys 4x200 meter relay. That's going to do it for the results this time and some interviews. Check out Facebook as well for some pictures of some of our area champions from Madrid at the 1A state qualifying track and field meet. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting for Radio on the Go.